Why, Everett Chapman, I don't think I've seen you in forever.
Anna Mae Hartman held onto the column that held up the porch roof with one hand and leaned over, swinging herself around the wooden post. She looked at Alice.
He's in the garden.
Who's in the garden? Everett asked. Alice didn't respond. Instead, she quickly hopped off her horse, dropping the reins to the ground, and disappeared around the corner. Anna Mae resumed her swinging around the porch post. She was a pretty girl. Everett's memories of her were from over 12 years ago when they were still in school together. She was 5 years younger than him, so she must be at least 21 by now. She wore a tattered skirt with patches decorating it and a knitted sweater. Her dirty blonde hair fell past her shoulders and swayed as she rocked back and forth. She had large blue eyes and a thin face. As she swayed from the column, he could see dirty bare feet peek from beneath her skirt.
I can't believe you're out here without shoes, Anna Mae. It ain't cold. I was going for a walk to the field. The last of the corn is drying. We can pick some ears and then feed them to the pigs.
I don't know. We're only here for a few minutes. Where did Alice go? Anna Mae stopped swinging.
She's in the garden.
I thought she was here to see you.
She is. I'll get along shortly.
Everett pinched the bridge of his nose. Anna Mae wasn't telling him anything. He pinched himself harder before releasing his nose. His eyes took a moment to focus. He tugged the reins and clicked his tongue. Shadow started walking towards the garden. Alice, he called. Anna Mae stepped off the porch.
Wait,
she cried. Everett halted Shadow.
What?
She's probably inside getting ready to have tea with Ma by now. You want to come in and have tea?
No. Anna Mae bit her finger. She gave a swish of her skirt and turned on her heel.
You wait here,
she ordered over her shoulder.
I'll get her back out in a jiffy. Pa should be home soon, and he won't like you being here.
Then send Alice out and we'll leave.
Let me get my boots.
Before Everett could respond, Anna Mae disappeared into the small cabin. It only took a moment for Anna Mae to reappear. She had a cape wrapped around her shoulders. Everett could see it was frayed in places as well.
Let's go.
Where are we going, Anna Mae?
Everett asked.
To the field, silly.
Where's Alice?
His patience was getting thin. He didn't have much time to waste as he needed to get back to the herd as quickly as possible. Anna Mae avoided the question and walked past him to pick up the reins for Alice's horse. She tied them to the porch and then turned to look at Everett. Everett could see her face was sunken in. When she brushed her hair aside, he saw dark circles framing her eyes. Her lips were a pale pink and blended with her light skin.
You gonna go with me? Alice is perfectly safe inside.
I don't think.
Then don't, Everett Chapman. Just come with me and I'll fill you in away from listening ears.